Special education teacher Ashley Dreyer walked into a surprise celebration in the lobby of Lewiston Porter High School. A student choral group lined a staircase performing. Dreyer of Grand Island has been teaching for 21 years. She was already named a New York State Teacher of the Year this past fall. But last Friday, Dreyer received word she will be inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Ashley, in many cases, it's been a miracle, the work that you have done with some of these kids.
Lewiston Porter School Superintendent Paul Casari once worked with Dreyer as her principal. He noted her work in literacy development for special education students.
They're able to work in our community. They're able to come to and be in regular classes. They're able to interact with our complete school community. And that is, it's a beautiful thing, it's a powerful thing, and it's a tribute to the program that you've been able to put together.
Dreyer says she's honored to be part of the Lewport family, working with many students and parents. It's her goal to help children become successful adults.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was very surprised.
Up until when?
Up until when I walked in and Mr. Casari informed me that the National Teachers Hall of Fame was here to honor me. And I just love it. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. I'm certified as a school district administrator, but I just love being in the classroom with the kids. And I think that's, you know, my calling. I really think that teaching the profession itself is a calling.
Dreyer was nominated by Lewiston Porter parent Jeannie Welder. Welder's both daughters benefited from Dreyer's work with reading. An older daughter with Down syndrome graduated in 2007. A younger daughter with learning disabilities graduated last year. She now has a job as a cleaner with the district.
And she knows just the exact right things to do for each one of her students. I've always called her my angel. That's what I say. She's an angel. She really is. What she does is just amazing.
And when I see what Ashley does in her classroom on a daily basis, and I walk by and I see her incorporating the ELA standards and the literacy, it just is, it's such a great feeling to walk in there. And those kids are absolutely ingrained into our culture here at Lewiston Porter.
High school principal Andrew Auer was beaming after delivering the surprise news to Dreyer.
The fact that I'm fortunate enough to be the high school principal and that this teacher works in this district and in this building is just a benefit for not only the district, but also for the school itself.
Dreyer was required to submit her work to be considered for this honor. Carol Strickland is executive director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame in Kansas. She traveled to Lewiston Porter to deliver the honor. Strickland says Dreyer is now one of eight other New York teachers that have been placed in the National Hall of Fame.
There's something in the water, or I don't know what it is, but it's probably what Ashley referred to here, and that's the support system, both in terms of who's in office and then who administers programs in the various schools.
Dreyer is among one of five national inductees to be selected. They will first be honored on April 28th at the National Education Association Gala in Washington. Then a formal induction ceremony will be held June 23rd in Kansas.
I'm just in shock that I'm actually selected.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News,